Hare Krishna. So in the previous shloka, shloka number 56, we discussed that how Sthita Pragya will speak. And now in shloka number 57, we will see what he will not speak. So let's see shloka number 57. Yaha sarvatra nabhi snehas tat tat prapya shubhashubham nabhi nandati na dveshti tasya pragya pratishtita. So Krishna is saying here that in this material world, so basically talking about a person who is there in this material world, in this bhavasagar. So yaha sarvatra anabhi snehas. So this personality whom we are discussing about, Sthita Pragya, this personality will be unaffected, will not have any motivated affection towards what? Tat tat prapya shubha ashubha. So he will not have any attachment or affection, or he will not be affected by any good shubham or ashubham, any evil that he obtains. And the next one, na abhinandati na dveshti, that is na abhinandati. So in Hindi we say abhinandan karna, that is praising someone. Na abhinandati, that is when something good happens. Shubha prapya na abhinandati, when something good happens, so he is not praising. He is not praising it. And the next thing is na dveshti, that is ashubha prapya na dveshti, when something bad happens, so he is not cursing, he is not envying, he is not speaking bad about it. Tasya pragya pratishtita. And such a person is firmly fixed in perfect knowledge. A very nice shloka, and lots of things to take away even in this shloka. In fact, we can directly apply many things in our day-to-day life. The first one, we have to understand about this material world very properly. See, this world is titled by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. We'll come across that shloka in future chapters. Krishna says, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. This world is Dukkhalayam. This world is full of Dukkha and it is Ashashvatam. It is temporary. This world is always changing. Always changing. In fact, there'll be upheavals. Prabhupada writes, there'll be a lot of upheavals. There'll be a sudden big change. A sudden disaster. Sometimes it will be good, say a big lottery, or sometimes it will be a really bad, heinous one that might happen in our life. So, this is very normal in this world. In fact, till the point we are there in this world, having this material body, what will happen? We have to face this good and bad things, good and evils. No, we don't have any option. As very nicely it is said, that life is not a bed of roses. It will have ups and downs, there's no doubt about that. But then, what is the quality of Sthita Pragya? The person who is Sthita Pragya, or the person who is practicing Bhakti, Bhakti Yoga, what is his quality? One who is fixed in Krishna consciousness is not affected by good and evil, Shubha and Ashubha. So he is not affected by good and evil. And when it comes to something good, that is Shubha, Shubha Prapya, when something good happens, say, you know, he is getting lots of say sandalwood and food and money or whatever. So he doesn't praise saying that, oh, you're so great, you're so magnanimous, may you live long. And you know, the other way, that is ashubham prapya, when something bad happens to him, something unfavorable happens to him, that is someone disrespects him or speaks bad about him or even beats him with a stick, he doesn't say that, you're a sinner, you should die immediately. He doesn't speak all this. Why? Why is he not affected by all this? Because he's concerned with Krishna only, who is all absolute, all good absolute. His focus is clear. His focus is that he wants to attain Krishna. He wants to break the cycle of birth and death. That is, he wants to attain that ultimate goal of life in this rare human form. He's very clear about it. A simple analogy I'll give today, a story. People like stories. So a simple story by which we'll understand that if we are focused in our life, everything else will come, everything else will manifest. So once a person in one of the kingdoms, he went to his king And he started complaining. He started saying that everyone around me, they always keep speaking ill about me. Always. And king is like, everyone? Yes, everyone. Now, the king understood that it's not the problem with everyone. The problem is with this person. So what the king said to this person was that take this pot of oil. So there was a pot, a nice golden pot. And in that, the oil was filled till the brim. And the king said that take this pot and circumambulate my entire palace. And make sure that not even a single drop of oil falls from this pot. If that happens, then your head will fall from your body. That is, you'll be killed. Now the person started thinking that, you know, people speaking ill was okay. This king is evil, completely evil. But now, you know, he was stuck. He cannot do anything. So he had to follow what the king said. So he took the pot and he started walking. He was very, very conscious and cautious. He started walking, you know, from the door. And then he started circumambulating. The palace was huge. You know, king's palace, you know, huge palace. He started circumambulating. Now, very, very softly he was walking, taking care that not even a drop falls, you know, from the pot. He's walking, walking, walking. And then finally he reaches and he comes to the king. And then he gives the pot and sigh of relief. That yes, I've done the task and not even a drop of oil has fallen from the pot. He was happy. But the king had some more questions to ask. King asked him a question that how many people were around? What were they speaking? And this person said that I don't know who were around and I don't know what they were speaking. I was busy looking at the pot because I wanted to save my life. The king said, yes, this is what I wanted to teach you. You were focused. You were focused in some work. You are focused on some goal. And so you are not affected by so many people who were around. There are so many people in my kingdom, in the entire palace. So many servants are there. They all were watching you and they were giving me reports. But you didn't see them and you were not affected by their talk. How about this? Same thing applies in our life. If we are focused in our life in attaining the ultimate perfection, the ultimate goal, that is Krishna, breaking the cycle of birth and death, and if we are focused and we are just marching towards that in our day-to-day life by practicing bhakti seriously, intensely, sincerely, under the guidance of a spiritual master, all the small things of this world, which are temporary, will never affect us. Nothing in this world is permanent. Something is coming and we are taking it very seriously. And after some time it goes also. That's what this entire world is all about. But if we are focused, then we'll not be affected by people around, by things around, by the situations and circumstances around. How can we become focused? We can become focused by intense prayers. We have to offer prayers to Krishna that this is what is my current situation. So please help me to become focused in the ultimate goal of life. And we have to put that into action also. Every single day, we have to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now, there is no question of saying, you know, giving some excuse. We have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We have to read Bhagavad Gita, understand what Krishna is saying, and execute those instructions given by Krishna. And you know, do devotional service, simple. If we just do this, we will be focused, and then nothing around us can affect us at that time. And even we can get the title Stita Pragya. Now Krishna is going to answer the next question of Arjuna. How does he sit? This is the next question. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding. And also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.